Welcome to the Leadership Decoded podcast. Here, we provide you practical techniques to help you lead at your very best at work and in your everyday life. I'm your host, Dr. Will Ramey, a former U.S. Army officer and combat veteran, a current Leadership Team Development Workshop facilitator, and Executive Education Adjunct Professor. Today's episode is all about purpose. Finding your purpose at work can be life-changing. Leonardo da Vinci once said, "Make your work to be in keeping with your purpose." So this timeless advice emphasizes the importance of finding meaning in your life and meaning in your work. And this will lead to fulfillment. It's not just about making money. It's not just about climbing the corporate ladder. It's about making a positive impact in your life and those who you serve. Let's dive in. This episode is brought to you by Sweat Tent, the industry leader of the portable at-home wood-burning sauna. Being a leader can be stressful. That's why I've been a sauna user for many years. Did you know that consistent sauna usage 3 to 4 times a week not only relieves stress and improves sleep, but it also enhances your physical well-being and fosters mental resilience and cognitive clarity to be a better leader? And you no longer have to go to a crowded gym or buy one of those expensive and bulky at-home setups to experience the benefits of a sauna. Sweat Tent is the most portable and affordable at-home sauna on the market. The setup takes minutes and can reach 200 degrees in under 30 minutes. Harness the power of the Sweat Tent sauna to lead with clarity and poise. Sweat out stress, ignite creativity, and emerge a more focused leader. All Leadership Decoded listeners will receive $100 off when you use code LEAD100. Visit sweattent.com today to get $100 off your purchase with code LEAD100 at checkout. Again, that's sweattent.com to get $100 off with code LEAD100. Sweat Tent, improving your ability to lead at work and in your everyday life.
This episode is brought to you by CNG Tutoring. Founded by Janelle and Chris Seaton, CNG Tutoring is Northeastern Pennsylvania's leading tutoring service. Our experienced state-certified tutors provide personalized one-on-one sessions tailored to each student's unique learning style. From math and science to reading, writing, and even Spanish, we cover it all. We also offer top-notch SAT prep designed to help students sharpen the skills they need to achieve their goals on the SAT. Join the countless families who trust CNG Tutoring with award-winning educators and a 5-star parent rating. We offer in-person and virtual tutoring using 21st century learning techniques. Visit cngtutoring.com today and start your child's journey to academic excellence. CNG Tutoring, ignite your mind.
This episode is brought to you by Fit AF. As a leadership coach, I understand the importance of fueling both body and the mind. Balancing coaching sessions, workshops, and personal development can be demanding, and that's where Fit AF steps in. Fit AF offers an ever-changing menu crafted by top chefs and nutrition experts to ensure you're getting the best quality meals. Their diverse selection caters to various dietary preferences and needs, including keto, paleo, vegetarian, vegan, gluten-free, and more. As a valued listener, enjoy an exclusive offer. Get 20% off your first order of 7 meals or more by using code LEADER at checkout at fitafnutrition.com. Again, that's code LEADER for 20% off your first order of 7 meals or more at fitafnutrition.com. I recently went on a executive retreat. It was called The Summit, and it was transformational, truly. The event was curated in the Redwood Mountains, California. The people that were brought to this event were heart-led leaders. Some were further along their journey than others. For myself, I thought I was, you know, fairly new. I'm fairly new to being a business owner, about 2 years in now. And I had a conversation with an acquaintance, you know, hopefully someone I plan to build a professional relationship with, Lisa. Lisa was one of the very first people I met at this event. So I get there and I'm about 2 hours early before the big group gathering for dinner. And the first thing I do, I drop my bags and I walk down and I walk this trail in the Redwood Forest that led to what was known as the Mother Tree. And this tree was over 1,400 years old. And I find myself just trying to mentally prepare for what's about to happen over the next 2.5 days. And I went to this retreat to open myself up to the idea of finding my purpose. Why am I here? Not just on this earth, but why am I here? What work am I here to do? Who am I here to serve? How can I show up authentically? and I'm sitting down on this trail, beautiful sunny day among the redwood trees, and I'm just taking this all in and feeling this energy. I walk back up, I go to my room, I shower, I change for dinner, and as we're starting to gather, I have a conversation with Lisa. She happened to sit down at my table, and I introduce myself, she introduced herself to me, and we just start talking. And Lisa shared her story with me about working a high-profile, high-paying corporate job and just feeling miserable. And I said, Lisa, I'm with you. A lot of her story resonated with me because I have this desire to do more. I have this desire to serve people more, to have more impact. I want to be able to impact people, to give them the leadership skills that they need, to help teams come together. And we talked about energy draining. I said, there's weeks at work where I just, you know, in previous jobs, I would go home feeling drained at the end of the week. And I just feel awful. I said, but then when I'm leading a workshop with a group of people who want to increase collaboration, who want to build trust, who want to reclaim their power at work, I do a workshop over 3 hours and I feel exhausted at the end of it, but I feel so good. And she said, it's because you're working within your purpose. And it hit me like a ton of bricks. I'm working within my purpose. That feeling of energy exchange, that energy drain, when I pour into somebody else, my energy is going into them and I feel drained after, but in the best way possible because I gave my best. Compared to a job that you're putting energy in a negative space and it's draining you and you feel awful at the end of your week or at the end of the day because your purpose is maybe not aligned. What you're there to do or the environment that you're working in is not aligned with who you want to serve and how you can show up at your best. This conversation was revolutionary for me. So Lisa, if you're listening, shout out to you. Thank you very much for setting me on this path. So let's begin on how you can find your purpose at work and align it each and every day. The first thing is to start with your why. If you're familiar with the book by Simon Sinek, Start With Why, bestseller, you know, probably billions of copies sold at this point in time. But to begin finding your purpose, you have to understand your why. Your why is your core belief. It's the driving force behind everything that you do. And in Simon Sinek's book, Start With Why, he explains that people and organizations who know their why are more innovative, influential, and profitable. So think about that for yourself. If you know your why and it's aligned to the work that you do, you'd be more creative, more innovative, you'd have more influence, and you'd become more productive, higher performing, or more profitable if you're a business owner. So here's three ways that you can identify your why. First, reflect on your values. Think about what truly matters to you. What principles guide your actions and decisions each and every day? Second, identify your passions. Now, passions is a word that gets thrown around liberally, I think, more often these days. But think about what activities or topics excite you. What make you lose track of time? What would you do and not even bother getting paid for it because you enjoy it so much? And that's what I was talking about with Lisa. I would do leadership development workshops and team development workshops for free because I enjoy them so much. I want to make a living at it, so I can't. But that's how you know you're on the road to finding your passion. And then the third piece, consider what your strengths are. What are you naturally good at? What skills, what talents, what is it that you bring that others recognize in you? You may not recognize them in yourself yet, but have you ever been told, gosh, you're so good at this, or it seems like you're naturally so good at X. Start to file that away. Those are your strengths that are showing up that others recognize. So what can you do to recognize those in yourself? Values, passion, and strengths will help you shape your why. So by understanding these three things, you can articulate your why in a very concise manner and then start to look at where you can connect this to your professional life. The next question to ask yourself, who are you in service of? Finding your purpose also involves understanding who you are in service of. Your purpose will emerge from a desire to contribute to something greater than yourself. who is it that you want to impact? And what type of person or what type of group do you want to have impact on? So you can ask yourself a few prompts and guide yourself through this reflective process. Who benefits from your work? Consider the people or groups that your work impacts. So this could be customers, colleagues, or a broader community. Who benefits from the work that you do or the work that you want to do within your purpose? Secondly, what problems are you solving? Reflect on the challenges your work addresses. How does it make a difference? Are you educating people on a certain topic? Are you providing skill sets to people on a certain topic? Are you providing a product that solves a problem for people? You know, what problems are you solving through the work that you're doing? This will help you understand where you're placing your impact. Who are you serving? Who has that problem as well? And the third is, what legacy do you want to leave? I'm not a huge believer in legacy, although I am becoming a convert of it. I want to be able to create something that lasts longer than me. I want to be able to impact people that last longer than the moment that we're connected directly. So think about the long-term impact you want to have and the mark you want to leave on the world. How are you making the world, the group that you're serving, better, more positive, able to contribute? By recognizing who you serve and the positive impact of your work, you can deepen your sense of purpose and motivation. The next question is, if there was no risk, what would you be doing? Now, my initial answer to this question was I'd be a rhythm guitarist. I'd be a rhythm guitarist in a band, and I would tour the country, tour the world. I love music. Well, what I found was, digging a little bit deeper, I love music, but I love being part of a band. We're creating something from scratch, or we're covering a song that will impact and resonate and move people. And I'm not doing it on my own. I'm creating something bigger than myself with members of a band. So initially for me, if there was no risk, what would you be doing? I'd be a rhythm guitarist. What I found was, how can I bring that side of me to this work that I'm doing with leadership and team development? That is that magic crossroads. So imagine a scenario where there's no risk involved. What would you be doing? This thought experiment can help you unfold and start to identify your aspirations. So dream big. Three different ways to explore this. One, dream freely. No constraints. Allow yourself to dream without constraints. Ask yourself the big, profound questions. What would you pursue if failure wasn't an option? And then from there, your next question to ask is identifying the barriers, recognizing the fear or the obstacles that you're putting in your way, or the obstacles that are in your way that you would need to overcome. Are they real obstacles or are they perceived? For me, a lot of this is perceived obstacles. That's a whole different topic. That's a whole different conversation. But as you move through this process, identifying what would you do if there was no risk, are your barriers real or are they perceived barriers? And then third, now it's time to take small steps. Start integrating elements of these dreams into the current work that you're doing. Like I said, for me, integrating music, integrating that idea of being able to entertain and educate and connect with people. How can I take my skills and experience as a rhythm guitarist and put it in the work that I do as a leadership team development workshop facilitator? Think about how the small step that you can take from your big aspirations and incorporate that into your work. And those small incremental changes will lead to significant improvements, significant changes over time. The next question you can ask yourself on your way to defining and finding your purpose is, when do you feel at your very best at work? It's crucial to identify when you feel your best at work. These peak moments, being able to look back and identify these peak moments where you felt at your best, will provide some insights as you reflect on your purpose. So think back about moments of flow. When have you lost track of time because you were so into a task that you just couldn't stop working on it? You wanted to find out more. You wanted to research more. You wanted to solve something more. You were so engaged in an activity that you hit that flow state and time went away. That's a key indicator of something that helped made you feel your best at work. Secondly, is a sense of achievement. What tasks or projects made you feel a sense of accomplishment and pride? Take a look back over the last year to 2 years. What have you felt most proud of in your work? Write those accomplishments down. Write the feeling down that went beside it. Write the factors, the environmental factors that went along with that feeling. Start to connect those dots as you reflect back. Third, positive feedback. When have you received the most positive feedback from others? What type of engagement? What were you doing? What type of action were you taking where someone gave you feedback positively? Was it speaking candidly in a meeting? Was it presenting information in a certain manner? Was it boosting somebody else's confidence? Find these three things will help you identify when you feel you're best at work. Now you can start connecting the dots so that you can drive towards your purpose. Analyzing these moments, you're going to be able to find these patterns that resonate with your purpose and bring them into your daily work or bring them in to occur more often. The last question, what opportunities exist for you to show up as you're intended? For me, this is authenticity. Being able to show up with your full self, vulnerable, no limitations, shields down, being who you are at work, in your work, will help that alignment of purpose come through. Consider the opportunities that exist for you to show up. To be able to do so, I have three tips here. One, seek that alignment. Look for roles, look for projects, look for tasks that align with your why. Understanding your why, look for tasks and activities that align with that. Second, if those don't exist, see if you can create your own opportunities. If the opportunities don't exist currently, where can you create those opportunities? Where can you propose new initiatives, new tasks, new projects, new actions, new processes, new ways of doing the work that you do so that you can have that alignment and show up as you're intended? And third, continuous learning. Invest in your personal and professional development. Continuously enhance your skills, enhance your experiences, so that you can build capability in areas that resonate with you personally and then apply them professionally. By actively seeking and creating opportunities, you can ensure that your work aligns with your purpose, and then you have this fulfillment that comes. Being fulfilled, content, and purpose-driven at your work. What else is there? That's the ultimate. If you're on this journey and you're seeking a way to find purpose in your work and you want to grow that feeling, here's ways that you can do that. Finding your purpose involves starting with your why, understanding who you are in service of, imagining a risk-free area, identifying and reflecting back on those positive experiences, and seeking opportunities to align them. Purpose is about making a positive impact and finding fulfillment in your professional journey. And you absolutely have the power to do that. The most difficult thing is taking the first step. But now you have some reflective questions that you can take back, put to good use, and find your purpose. Thanks for tuning in to the Leadership Decoded podcast here in the Loop Internet Studio. If you found value in today's episode, download it, share it, get the word out, help your peers be able to lead at their very best at work and in their everyday life. Knowledge is power. Share it with others. We want to hear from you, so give us a like, send us a review, give us a topic that you're curious about, whether it be workplace culture, leadership at work, team development, and we'll answer your questions and develop an episode based on what you want, because we are here to serve you. And if you're an organization looking for leadership and team development workshops, I want to work with you. I offer highly engaging, creativity-infused learning experiences to help your team lead at their best, raise their self-awareness, and have actionable tools to take and put in place at work the very next day. You can connect with me on LinkedIn at Dr. William Ramey, on Instagram at Leadership Decoded Pod. You can email me here at will@onthestacks.com or check out my website, drwilliamramey.com. Thanks for tuning in to Leadership Decoded. I'm your host, Dr. Will Ramey, and I'll see you the next time you press play.